Hey, what's up, guys? Real quick, I've been working really hard to amplify my social media presence recently, and recently just started diving into Instagram, which has actually been a ton of fun. It's a cool platform for connecting with y'all in just a more personal way. So if we aren't already connected on Instagram, let's change that. You can find me at TheAnthonyVecino. So go connect. Let's do it. All right, let's get to the show.
All right, you beautiful people. Here is five things that I think every entrepreneur probably needs to hear. You're going to want to keep these in mind on those long, hard, lonely days when you feel like giving up, of which there are going to be very, very many. Number one is your best is not good enough. Sorry, I hate to break it to you, but you don't get to just show up and do your best and then, you know, collect the awards. There are no participation awards in entrepreneurship. You have to do what is required. Unfortunately, there is almost always a gap between your best and what's required. And this means that you're going to spend the majority of your time feeling like you're in over your head. And the truth is, you probably are. But that's okay, because this is how you learn to swim. Or you don't, but that's a different story for a different day. Now, learning to figure things out as you go, that's an entrepreneurial superpower. The secret to success in business is to realize that you, as the founder, are almost always the biggest constraint. And again, this is because your best is not good enough yet. And all your hopes and dreams as an entrepreneur hinge upon that last word, yet. You can get better, you can improve, and your job as the entrepreneur is to continually remove the constraints. Keep leveling up, keep moving until your best does become good enough. And then the game is going to move that ceiling, and then you're going to fall behind again. And you're constantly going to be thinking, my best is not good enough, and it's true, it's not, but that's okay, you can improve. And I believe in you, so keep going. Number two, responsibility is the price of freedom. This was one of the hardest lessons I had to learn at the beginning of my journey. I was initially drawn to entrepreneurship because I hate being told what to do. So what could be better than becoming my own boss, right? Well, it turns out a lot. What I didn't realize is that I not only rebel against external authority, but I also rebel against my own internal authority. I would create these grand plans, these schedules, and then when it came time to actually getting down to work, I'd always find some reason, some excuse to delay and to procrastinate. It turns out I was a really lenient boss when it came to, you know, holding myself accountable. Simply put, I lacked self-discipline. Now, if you want to be the master of your destiny, if you want to be the captain of your soul, then that means taking full responsibility for everything that happens in your life and your business. Nobody is coming to save you. It's just you. Number three, if it were easy, it wouldn't be worth doing. All paths leading to success are fairly simple, but none are easy. And this is why most people just don't bother. What they don't realize, though, it's something that Jerzy Gregorek said. He said, easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. It turns out that all paths in life are difficult. All paths, the ones leading to success and the ones leading to failure. The struggle is inevitable. It's either hard in the moment or it's hard in the end. But there's power in knowing that it's your choice. So choose wisely. Number four, the universe doesn't care. When it comes to doing hard things, you will likely never feel ready. The key word in that sentence is feel. But remember, the universe doesn't care how you feel. It only cares what you do. So go suck it up, buttercup, and go do the doing. Number five, it's probably gonna be okay. Humans are fantastic at imagining worst case scenarios. And again, this is because we are evolutionarily designed to assume worst case scenario. Kept our ancestors alive on the savannah. Thankfully, though, most of these massive failures that can occur in current day, you know, they are the exception. They're not the rule. Now, you will probably fail in a spectacular way. And that doesn't sound like a good thing, but I assure you it is. Because regardless of which path you choose in life, it is going to be hard and failure is inevitable. The key is to simply avoid the catastrophic failures that take you out of the game entirely. And the truth is, in this day and age, the number of catastrophic failures are growing fewer and fewer by the day. So the potential upside, on the other hand, that is only continuing to expand, to improve. So the bets you make on yourself right now, in your business, on your path, they're asymmetric, unlimited upside, potentially cap downside, especially if you avoid the catastrophic ruin of going to prison or getting arrested, or, you know, getting hit by a car and dying, right? You avoid those things, the upside is potentially infinite. Even if you go bankrupt, you can always start again. You can always rebuild. Like, there's the risk of failure here. It's not game ending in most cases. So on a long enough time frame, I believe everything is going to work out. So I hope these bring you some solace on your entrepreneurial journey, because I know it can be long, it can be hard, it can be difficult. As we just pointed out, failure is inevitable. You're going to feel like you don't know what you're doing the whole way, and somehow you have to just figure it out. But I believe in you. I know that you can do it. So keep with it. Don't give up. Because remember, you can't win if you don't start. You can't lose if you don't quit. We'll see you in the next episode.
Hey guys, I love, love, love that you're listening to the podcast. I truly hope it's bringing you just a ton of value. But if you ever wanted to check out the video version of these podcasts, then you should head over to YouTube. You know, they're going to have more effects, more visual stuff like that. And that can help the message sometimes just hit a little bit different and, you know, reinforce the lesson in a better way. So you can check that out. It's completely free. Go over to YouTube, search for Anthony Vecino. It'll pop up. And if that's not what you're into, then cool. Just enjoy the show and let's get to it.